Genesis 3:19 says, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." Every year, about 40 days before Easter Sunday, many of our neighbors and co-workers show up to work or at school or just out and about doing whatever they're doing with a smudge on their forehead. That means they're taking part in Ash Wednesday. And when people who attend mostly liturgical churches go to Mass or Eucharist or Communion or whatever their church calls their Lord's Supper observance, and the minister makes an ash cross on their forehead saying, "Remember, man, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel." In most cases, the ashes are supposed to form a cross on the forehead, but much of the time they just appear like a smudge. My wife tells of a time when she first became a Christian and tried to help her Catholic co-worker get that smudge off, only to be told that it was there on purpose. But Ash Wednesday originated among 11th century Roman Catholics and was officially decreed as Roman practice in 1091 by Pope Urban II. But many others, like the Eastern Orthodox denominations, mainline Lutherans, Moravians, Anglicans, United Methodists, Congregationalists, Reformed, and Presbyterian USA, as well as other evangelical denominations like the Churches of the Nazarene and various Baptists and Pentecostals, are found now taking part in Ash Wednesday. So what is Ash Wednesday? Ash Wednesday is the first day of Lent, and most Bible believers are not really familiar with Lent, so we'll discuss that in the next devotional. But I'm asked by several folks each year as spring approaches as to why the church that I pastor doesn't, or why I personally do not take part in Ash Wednesday. And I start by mentioning that I don't believe that everyone participating in Ash Wednesday is an apostate or a lost soul. But the fact remains that this is not a biblical practice, but is something that originated with the cult of Rome called Roman Catholicism, which preaches a false gospel, has an antichrist as its head called the Pope, and that we believe Ash Wednesday itself is a violation of Scripture. For one thing, markings or any other thing that draw attention to you is just sinful and wrong according to the principle of the words of Jesus in Matthew 6:1. He said, "Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven." This same principle applies to prayer in Matthew 6:5, or doing any works to draw attention to yourself, according to Matthew 23:3-5. In the Old Testament, Leviticus 19:28 tells believers not to, quote, "print any marks upon you, I am the Lord," end quote. A mark on the forehead is mentioned in Ezekiel 9:4, but the preceding verse says that it was made with ink, and it's for the purpose of marking the men that God would not kill in the impending slaughter. So it has no connection with Ash Wednesday. Then the book of Revelation speaks of two types of identification in the forehead. The 144,000 children of Israel, made up of 12,000 Jews from the 12 tribes, as referred to in Revelation 7. And in verse 3, when the angel comes from the east, saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." Now, this is not called a mark, and it certainly does not consist of ashes, but it serves to protect the 144,000 from suffering God's wrath, similar to what we saw in Ezekiel 9, as we're told also in Revelation 9:4. But what is a bit scary is the connection of apostate Roman Catholicism as the woman who rides the beast in Revelation 17 and 18 with the mark of the beast, which is described in Revelation 13, 16. "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads." It's a free country, but just as I stay away from the idolatrous Mass and other Romanist practices during Christmas and Easter, I will also stay away from this unbiblical Roman Catholic practice of placing a mark on my forehead on a day called Ash Wednesday.